Welcome to a learntolearn.org podcast. We are here to support your learning, taking off the limits that we have accrued to our learning and adding in those ingredients that we've learned from world-class learners that have made them the best so that we can each update our own programming and become the best learners that we can be. We're really glad that you're here to share some time with us. We hope that this brings you exactly what you need today to better engage in your life and your learning. We're glad to have you back at the podcast today. As you probably know, if you've been following along, we are doing a series on tenacity and the importance of tenacity in terms of reaching our goals, our learning goals, our goals at work, in life, in relationship, in whatever our dreams are, whatever our vision is. Tenacity is one of the fundamental ingredients in being able to get to the outcomes that we want. And tenacity, as you may recall if you've been listening, is made up of a number of attributes, a number of qualities. And those are qualities that can be developed so that tenacity comes much more easily. Before we go into those, let's just take a minute to sort of review and think back about why are we putting this emphasis on tenacity? Well, we have seen again and again with people that are the most successful people that we've had opportunity to work with. And many of those people have been extremely successful in whatever way that had meaning to them. When we think about success, we don't necessarily think, oh, they made a lot of money or they're famous, although some of them certainly are. And some of them are really successful in ways that have meaning to them, but may not be obvious to other people. So we're not trying to set some big expectation about what anybody is supposed to do. Each of our paths is unique to us, and ultimately it's about what gives expression to that most essential aspect of us, what lets us, through expression of that, live in a state of fulfillment. In that fulfillment, we're not saying, well, it's done, it's complete. There's always going to be more. You know, last time we talked about the growth mindset. There's always more. There's always further we can take it. We're always evolving. That's just the nature of things. But that sense of what is that deeper truth of who we are is getting developed and getting expressed. And we do that through school, through learning, through our careers, through our relationships, through our exploration of our life. The next quality that we want to talk about, the next attribute, is consistency. And consistency is really fundamental to tenacity. If there is no consistency, there's no tenacity. So what makes up, what gets us in that direction of being more and more consistent? And we want to say right up front, we're not talking rigid. We're not talking, you know, some kind of just mechanical, methodical, this is what I do and this is all that I do. That's not very dynamic. That's not very alive. That's not very in keeping with being true to who we really are. So the first thing that we would talk about is setting clear goals. And yes, we come back to this again and again and again and again. And we hope that it's helpful to come back to it again and again. We know for us it is. Every time we come back to what are my goals? How could they be clearer? How could they be more enlivened? How could they be more dynamic? How could they be more enticing, more engaging? It takes us further. And so we know it will for you. So you want to set clear, specific goals, and you want to have a roadmap to get there. You also want to create a routine. You want to establish a daily routine, a weekly routine. Consistency becomes much easier when these actions are somewhat habitual. Again, we're not talking rigid. We're not talking mechanical. We're not talking robotic. We're saying, oh, yeah, these are the things, you know, when I get up in the morning, this is what I do, so that it's right there for us. Now, the way we do it each day may be different and is being generated, created each and every day, and we'll have variance, and that keeps it alive. If it becomes just mechanical, you know, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to work for anybody. It just becomes too rigid and in time deadening. So we want a dynamic habit, if you will. And that helps us move through the day in a way that keeps our system really engaged. Can it change from day to day? Of course. Again, we're not talking something rigid, but we're talking about a routine that makes sense for us. If we look at, you know, great athletes, just to pick something that's really obvious, they typically will do the same things and variations on the same things with some consistency to it. And then they'll vary it up to keep it alive and dynamic. We want to start small. You know, begin with manageable tasks. You know, if we say, well, I want to be consistent, but I'm going to take on this huge vision and try and accomplish it immediately, it's going to backfire on us. So we want to start with small tasks, build momentum, build our confidence in our ability to fulfill the goals that we set out. We want to track our progress. A lot of people will find that it's helpful to have some kind of journal or log so that they can write down and monitor their progress, so they can look back and go, wow, it really is better. So often we talk to people and they say, well, I don't notice any real change. And everybody around them is going, you're so different than you were even a month ago or a week ago or days ago. And they don't have a way to reflect on that and see that. And so they don't develop the confidence because they're just not paying attention in a way that helps them see the progress that they're making. That really makes a big difference. Of course, we want to stay organized. We can use tools like calendars and planners or apps to organize tasks and deadlines. And we think of them not so much as deadlines, but lifelines to the future. We want to be organized so that it reduces that feeling of being overwhelmed, so that we know where we're going and why we're going and what to do next. Again, not as an imposition, but as an invitation. We want to seek support. If we share our goals with our friends, our colleagues, we can get both encouragement, but also accountability. You know, if I say to my friend, I'm going to meet you at the gym tomorrow at this time, I tend to show up because I'm being, in a sense, held accountable. They're going to be there going, where is he? So that works for us if we use it that way. We want to be flexible. We want to adapt your approach, our approaches, as needed. Flexibility helps to overcome obstacles without losing sight of our goals. We've talked before about the creativity it takes to get to our goals. We run into an obstacle, and if we just hammer away at it at the same old way over and over, there's a good chance that it's going to take a long time to get there, or maybe we won't get there at all. But if we're creative, it often comes much, much more easily. We've talked many times about learning from our setbacks, viewing our setbacks as learning opportunities rather than failures. We come back to this again and again because it is just so important. We want to prioritize self-care. We want to ensure that we're well-rested, that we're healthy, that we're as stress-free as we can be. We've talked before about ways to manage stress. If you haven't been through those podcasts or you don't remember them, look them up and go back and use those. Those are there to help you, and it will really make a very big difference. we also want to celebrate milestones. We want to acknowledge the victories. This boosts our morale. It reinforces the value, the importance of our consistent efforts. By incorporating these steps into your daily life, you can build and strengthen your capacity for consistency, which is essential for developing tenacity. And that tenacity will carry you places that you can't even yet imagine. Do take the time to imagine what it'll be like and step into it, but it'll take you even further. So, let's see what you can do with what we've laid out today.
Thank you for listening. Our purpose is supporting your capacity to learn and to attain all that you can imagine. We hope you use the perspectives and exercises that we have shared. Feel free to send us questions, ideas, experiences that might benefit our listeners via learntolearn.org, learn-to-learn.org. Finally, please help others by sharing our link with your friends, family, and other loved ones, since how you learn is how you live. Thank you.